As we go through the teachings on the Satipatthana, it can be helpful to distinguish between the practices, what we actually explore in the active side of our practice, what we do in the practice. And what we experience, what we see, what we recognize, what we begin to learn and understand. Sometimes what we describe in terms of instructions or when we talk about the practice, some of what we are describing are things that can be seen. Rather than something to do. And so, for instance, in exploring the body postures, the instructions the Buddha offers are pretty simple. When walking, know that you're walking. That's the instruction. What might be seen in that as we do connect and the attention stabilizes, we start to see the intentions that lead to the actions. We start to see the motivations connected with those intentions. We see the conditioned nature of the experience. We may begin to understand impermanence. We may begin to understand not self. But we don't practice impermanence. We don't practice conditionality. Those are revealed to us. The practice itself is basically simple. We may be directing the attention at the breath and just opening to the experience of the breath. Or we may just be simply opening to experience. And noticing what's flowing through. And so the practice itself is simple. What we get to see is really phenomenally amazing. The workings of our mind. Which is not a simple thing. In some ways, it takes a simple mind to witness the amazing complex nature of the mind. The more simple the practice itself can be, it's a receptive exploration. What's here? The more we will be able to see. Often what we see is when we are in this receptive stance, when we're receiving experience, what we can see will be things we never would expect to see. And it also takes a simple mind, a simple awareness. It's not looking for anything in particular. to be able to see the unexpected. And so this is an encouragement to really keep the practice simple. Sometimes after hearing descriptions of things that can be seen, we try to do that. We try to look for, well, how can I see that following that? That's not so helpful. It can be helpful to hear descriptions of what can be seen, but then let it go. Not so helpful to try to find them. Resting. Abiding. Being curious about the body as a body. And what that will reveal to you. Let things be revealed. With gentle effort to keep going. Receiving the breath, the body, and opening to this human life showing itself.